Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area on the NAC clock. It's 7 a.m. Eastern, time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. Let's start off with the radar here. You can see really slow movement at this point. In fact, we have it moving west at 1 mile an hour as forecast. We were forecasting this to stall, go real slow, and that's just battering the Bahamas with more of the major hurricane force winds. Winds still 165 miles an hour, just powerful winds, rainfall, and also that storm surge over some of these areas too. I mean, you're talking up to 30 inches of rain. You're also talking storm surge that could be 18 to 23 foot storm surge. Just a devastating situation for the Bahamas. So you can see some of these outer rain bands even making it to the Florida coast. This long line of rain bands over the Keys as well. So very slow movement. So let's look at the next forecast here. Some of the information that we do have, the eye is about 20 miles across, and we're about 40 miles east of Freeport in the Bahamas. And another stat that we need to know is 115 miles east of West Palm Beach. Just trying to give you an idea where this thing is. Let's look at that forecast. So similar thing. So we're slowing down as forecast, and now we got to wait for that system up in the north to start pulling this northward. So where that happens, that's the whole thing, waiting for that turn with time. So we're going to watch out for this. We still have hurricane watches and warnings and also storm surge watches and warnings along the coast, because we're just going to get really close. So we still forecast this to turn and move northward, but I think it's really important to look at the size here. If you look at the size of tropical storm force winds, about 140 miles away from the center, hurricane force winds 30 to 40 miles away from the center. So even if the center is just off the coast, you start drawing these circles, you can start seeing those winds, you can start seeing the storm surge, you can start seeing those impacts on the Florida coast. And that's why we have it this direction. Let's look at the timing real quick too, because this right here is 2 a.m. on Tuesday, this is 2 a.m. on Wednesday, this is 2 a.m. Thursday and Friday. So the whole week, we're going to be dealing with this entire week, and the places impacted, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and even with time getting up into Virginia. Some of the details with the storm surge, this is the brand new one that we have this morning. Some of the calculations going on, storm surge warnings and watches for the portions of the Florida coastline. Some of these areas could get 4 to 7 feet, but remember, we run 1,000 different models to come up with these numbers. We have offshore, along the shore, onshore, all these different models go into this. So even if there's changes in the storm structure, the speed, those are the values that we think. And we'll wrap it up with the rainfall. And when you look at that, remember yesterday I was talking, it could shift a little bit back and forth, and it did. A little track closer to the coast, some of those high values could easily get onshore. So we'll have to watch that with time. So we continue to watch with the latest updates, and we'll bring that to you as those updates come in. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.